Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we're sitting down with Dr. Tom Wyda. Dr. Wyda is Associate Dean for Clinical Affairs for the college and Chief Medical Officer for the University Medical Center, which the college operates. He's also the Professor of Family, Internal, and Rural Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Wyda.
Thank you.
Today's topic is an update on COVID-19. First question is, what are some of the symptoms of COVID-19 you've been seeing in 2024?
Well, the symptoms of COVID-19 are pretty much the same as they've always been. They actually mimic a lot of flu symptoms, so it's hard to tell just clinically, do you have the flu, do you have RSV, do you have COVID? And so really, one of the only ways to find out is to test and see if you're positive. But you're going to have runny nose, cough, sneezing, maybe some runny, watery eyes, congestion. All those typical symptoms that you would get with an upper respiratory infection.
How long are you contagious with COVID?
Well, you're still contagious a few days before you actually show symptoms. It's definitely contagious while you have fever, and still probably 3 to 4 days after the start of symptoms. But the symptoms have gotten a lot less, and that's why there have been some changes in recommendations.
Talk about the treatments that are now available for COVID.
Well, certainly what's now available for COVID is a medication, the brand name is called Paxlovid. And that can really help shorten the course of the disease and also decrease your chance of ending up in the hospital. No medicine is perfect, and so it may not prevent you from being in the hospital, but it markedly decreases the amount of patients that would necessarily have to be admitted to the hospital. It does have some side effects. You do have to be careful who gets it and who doesn't, because it can interact with some of the medications that many patients are on. But it certainly can provide a significant improvement in symptoms, shortening the duration, and helping you stay out of the hospital.
That's a good lead into this. The CDC recently changed the COVID guidelines, right?
Right. CDC has just recently changed those guidelines. Used to be that they recommended that you be out of work for 5 days, or out of exposure, be isolated for 5 days after the start of symptoms, and being fever-free for 24 hours. Now they're saying that as long as you're fever-free for 24 hours, your symptoms are getting better or have resolved completely, you can go back to work or school or whatever. But they do still recommend that you wear masks to complete a full 10 days. And so, because there is the possibility of being infectious for longer periods of time. People who may be immunosuppressed may actually be infectious for much longer periods of time, maybe even up to 20 days. But again, mask use, I think, is really helpful in preventing the spread to other people.
Is there an additional dose of vaccine available soon?
Well, they've just also recommended that it may be advisable to get a dose of COVID vaccine here in the spring. They did recommend, it was a new vaccine that was out for the fall, and they're recommending that same vaccine for the spring. The reason is that we did have a spike here in the winter, and so there was vaccination before that spike. And from what they see in the past history of COVID, there tends to be a spike around August, September. And so the idea is that if you get vaccinated here in the spring, you'll have more protection against COVID when the next spike comes, because they're pretty sure there'll be another spike. COVID continues to mutate, although it's been a little bit more stable now, but it will probably continue to mutate, and we'll need to continue to look at whether the current vaccine is effective against that or whether there needs to be changes to that formulation.
One more question. Let's say you got the vaccine back in 2021, the first or second. Are you still eligible to get the booster?
Yeah, no matter when you got the other vaccines, you're still eligible to get this newest vaccine. If you have had recent COVID, though, they do recommend you wait 3 months before getting the vaccine. Likewise, I would wait at least 3 months if you just got the fall vaccine before you would get the spring vaccine. So you do want to have a little bit of a wait time. And that reason for that is that your body still probably has some immunity, and it'll see that vaccine as a foreign agent, and you may get a little more vigorous reaction to that. Everybody has a different reaction to the vaccine. Some people feel nothing, other people get other side effects, they get headaches or just feel flu-like for a few days, but sure beats being in the hospital and ending up on a ventilator.
And what if you didn't get the vaccine at all in 2021? Can you still just start and get one today?
Right. Absolutely. If you never had the vaccine, you can start and get the vaccine today. It doesn't matter when you get the vaccine. You're going to need to get that protection. And now most everybody, they figure about 98% of the population has either been vaccinated or has gotten the COVID infection. And so most people do have some antibodies, which is why they think the disease is much milder now than it had been in the past, because your body is ready to fight it off a lot sooner than it was before. Initially, this was a new virus, and your body just didn't have the defense to mount against it, and so you got a lot sicker a lot quicker.
Thanks, Dr. Wida. Is there anything else that you additionally want to add?
No, I just say I think vaccines work, and I would recommend that people get vaccinated so that they don't end up in the hospital or severely sick with COVID. Plus, that also extends to flu and RSV. Vaccines are our friends.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.